I have come to thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. You paid the price at Calvary. You shed your blood, you set me free. Thank you, Lord.
Here I am.
And here I am, and I have come to thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. You paid the price at Calvary. You shed your blood, you set me free. Thank you, Lord. No greater love was ever shown. No better life ever was laid down. And I will always love your name. And
praise, and I
Just to sing your praise, just to lift your name on high. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, just to lift your name on high. There's nothing can do to make you love us more. You've already shown it on the cross and in your resurrection, Lord. So we praise you. Yes, we praise you. Yes, we lift your name. So we praise you. So we praise you. Yes, we lift your name on high. So we praise you. So we praise you. So we lift your name on high. That's why when darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I know, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I know, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Shame no longer has a place to hide. Oh, I am not a captive to the lies. Oh, I am not afraid to leave my past behind. No, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. 'Cause my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. No shame, no love. left behind. No, I won't be shaken. Oh, I won't be shaken.
Come on.
My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. Power in your name, there's power in your name. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. Doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
There's power.
There's power that can break off every chain. Your power, it can empty out a grave. Resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. Power in your name.
There's power.
There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power.
Every chain,
do it, Lord. There's power that can empty out a grave. stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Thank you for your resurrection power moving in our hearts tonight, moving in this place tonight, Lord. We thank you for your resurrection power moving in our bodies tonight, moving in our families tonight, Lord, moving in the ones that we are praying and believing for to come to know you. Thank you, Lord. We just grab on to the reality and the truth that with God all things are possible.
With you all things are possible. With you all things are possible. With you all things are possible. Things are possible. I believe it. With you, all things are possible. God, with you, all things are possible. I receive it. Yeah, with you, all things are possible. God, with you, all things are possible. You're the God of the impossible. You're the God of the impossible. The God of the impossible. That's who you are. You're the God of the impossible. You're the God of the impossible. The God of the impossible. And that's who you are. And there's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name, Jesus, Jesus, God of the impossible. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty our grave.
We believe it.
There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. There's power in your name.
Can say
there's power in your King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise your name. We praise your name.
The God of the impossible, let it be done unto me according to your will, according to your ways. And if you can do the impossible, then do it in my life and through my life. I know you are, so I know you'll do
Jesus, you are fairer than the sons of men. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. We are standing on holy ground. We worship you, King Jesus. In the beauty of holiness, come have your way tonight in our hearts, in this place. Lily of the valley,
Let's sing that one more time.
Lily of the valley.
We're singing just to you, Jesus.
Bright and morning star. Fairest of 10,000. The scepter of justice. more of you and less of me, and more of you and more of you, Jesus. More of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and more of you and more of you, Jesus.
You're worth it all.
are my treasure. Jesus, you are the pearl of great price. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. Jesus, you are the pearl of great price. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. Jesus, you are the pearl of great price. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be.
Hearing your love,
for one day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Oh Lord, just thank you, Lord, that one day in your presence is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We would rather be doorkeepers. We would rather be the lowest place, Lord, the most humble place, and we want to be in that place, Lord. We'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of our God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Your love surrounds us.
God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. Fall afresh on us. We need you, need you,
need you.
We need your presence. Oh, we need you, God.
We need you.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Nothing without you, Lord.
Last night we were reading in Exodus as a family, and it was from Exodus 34, which is just a couple chapters after the Israelites make a golden calf and they're bowing down and worshiping it. I think we're all familiar with this story. But in Exodus 34, after Moses goes back up the mountain and receives the two new tablets of the Ten Commandments, he's having this encounter with the Lord, and it says, "And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in faithfulness and truth, who keeps faithfulness for thousands, who forgives wrongdoing, violation of his law and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, inflicting the punishment of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.' And Moses hurried to bow low toward the ground in worship. Then he said, 'If in any way I have found favor in your sight, Lord, please may the Lord go along in our midst, even though the people are so obstinate, and pardon our wrongdoing and our sin, and take us as your own possession.' Then God said, 'Behold, I am going to make a covenant. Before all your people, I will perform miracles which have not been produced in all the earth, nor among any of the nations. And all the people among whom you live will see the working of the Lord, for it is a fearful thing that I am going to perform with you.'" And as we were reading that, I was just thinking about how he says both. He visits the sins of the fathers to the third and the fourth generations, but he keeps his covenant of love for 1,000 generations. And how I was thinking, you know, I have two kids that I'm reading this to, obviously, or my son's reading it to us. You know, how do you explain that he does both of those things? How he keeps, visits the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generations, but keeps his covenant of love for 1,000 generations. How is it that he does both those things? And I was just reminded of the power of repentance to break every sin, the power of every chain, the power of every wrongdoing, the power of anything that we have partnered with, agreed with, anything that we've done. It brings the power of his forgiveness, and his cleansing is so complete that he can restore a covenant with people who have bowed down in the desert to a golden calf. He can restore his covenant of love to us who have turned away. All we like sheep have gone astray, each of us turning to our own way. That the power of repentance brings us back to that place where we can receive his covenant of love for 1,000 generations and see that pour over into our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives. And how all it takes is, I think numerous ones of us have seen that in our own families. You know, maybe you're the first one who has taken given your life to Jesus in your family line, and you're seeing that blessing pour into your family and to your children. And the power of what Jesus did, obviously, that's where it all comes from. Even back in the Israelites' time, it was always pointing towards the cross. The Passover was pointing towards the cross of what Jesus would do. So how did he bring this stubborn and obstinate people back into a covenant of love? It was through repentance, and it was through the power of the cross. And the other thing I was thinking about, and I'm still asking the Lord to bring these together, but is in Matthew 8, it talks about the leper coming to Jesus, and he says, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus says, obviously, "I'm willing, be cleaned and be healed." And I was reading this little study note in Carl's Bible that I've taken for myself, but it was talking about what that word willing meant in Scripture, and in that particular passage of what it meant in their language, in the language it was written in. And it was saying not just a willingness or an agreement or whatnot, but it was a taking a delight in doing that, that Jesus took delight in healing the man. That his will was full of delight in doing that. And I think so many times we can look at those scriptures and think, well, yes, Jesus was willing, yes, Jesus was able, but the delight of the Lord in releasing healing, the delight of the Lord in restoring the covenant, the delight of the Lord in bringing his covenant of love to 1,000 generations, that it's not just something he can do or something, you know, whatever, but the Lord takes delight in pouring out his blessings upon his people. The Lord takes delight in crowning us with his loving kindness. All those things we read about in Psalms 103 about how he crowns us with loving kindness, how he forgives all our sins, how he heals all of our diseases. And so tonight, just as we take this, that we would just remember that we enter that place through humility, we enter that place through repentance, but the Lord is there with open arms, full of delight to release his blessing, full of delight to restore, full of delight to bring healing, full of delight to bring deliverance, full of delight to meet every single need of our hearts. So Father, tonight we thank you that it was always about redemption, Lord, that it was always about restoration, that your heart has always been to restore a covenant of love. Lord, we see that over and over again throughout the ages, Lord, from the Old Testament to the New to now, Lord, that your heart has always been to restore a people to yourself, to pour out your blessing, to pour out your kindness and your loving favor. Lord, we thank you that that's the kind of God that you are faithful, that you are full of mercy, that you are abounding in kindness, that you are full of love, Lord, that you are full of goodness, that you are full of truth. Lord, that you delight in healing your children, that you delight in restoring them, you delight in breaking chains. Lord, we thank you for the power of the cross tonight. We thank you for the power of your blood, Jesus, that you so willingly poured out, that it was the joy set before you, that you would endure the cross. It was the joy set before you in seeing children set free. It was the joy set before you in seeing us restored. It was the joy set before you in seeing a bride who is set apart, holy, set apart for you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you that whether we're the first in the family or whether we're the ones who are receiving the blessing, Lord, of generations before us, Lord, we thank you that you keep your covenant of love to 1,000 generations, Lord. We thank you that we are recipients of that because of the cross, because of the blood, because of your body that was broken, Jesus, because you died and because you rose again. Lord, we thank you tonight that, Jesus, you are on your throne. You reign victorious over all, Lord. There's nothing outside of your control. There's nothing outside of your reach. There's nothing beyond your sight, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, that tonight we present ourselves to you. We present our families and our children, Lord. We present our parents and our great-grandparents, Lord. We present all of them before you, Father. And we thank you for the covenant that you promised to keep, a covenant of love to 1,000 generations, Lord. We thank you that you are the Lord, abounding in mercy, full of loving kindness. We love you and we thank you tonight, Lord, that you are a good God, that you are a faithful God. So as we take this body, this bread and this cup tonight as your body and your blood, Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you would unite us with you, that you would unite our hearts to yours. Father, that you would search our hearts, that you would cleanse us, Lord. And Father, we take this as ones who have been bought with a price, with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you call us sons and daughters. We thank you that your love is rich and sweet. We thank you, Father, that you would pour out your love tonight upon every heart here, that you would pour out the riches of your love, that you would pour out, Lord, your unending kindness, Lord, over hearts. Lord, I thank you that you would bring healing to bodies tonight, Lord, that you would bring restoration to bodies, Lord, because it's your pleasure. It's your delight to do that, Father. It's your pleasure. It's your delight, Lord God, to bring healing, Lord, to every body that's here. Lord God, it's your delight, Lord God, to touch your children. It's your delight, Lord, to drive back the enemy. It's your delight, Lord, to bring restoration. So, Father, we tap into that tonight, Lord God, that it's your delight, Lord God, to bring healing. Father, we thank you that it would just sweep through this place. Holy Spirit, that you would just blow through this place, Lord. Sweep away, Lord God, everything that isn't from you. Sweep away, Lord, every pain. Sweep away, Lord, every weakness. Sweep away, Lord, every bit of disease, Lord God. Sweep it all away, Father, that it would just be blown away, Father, that you drive out your enemies, Lord, with the breath of your nostril, Lord God. You drive out your enemy, Lord, with a word. Father, we thank you tonight that nothing, Lord God, can stand in your presence. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would expose any areas in our hearts, Lord, where we have held on to unforgiveness or bitterness or anger, Lord God, that you would sweep that away as well, Father, as we release it to you. Lord God, we just empty all of that out tonight. We thank you, Father, that you would just bring a clean sweep, Lord, in Jesus' name.
As Darlene was praying out, and I was contending for healing for many people, I just felt the Lord express to me, let's sing that out as we worship the Lord. Let's sing that healing out. There are people at home. There are people online. There are people in here in our midst. And we're standing for all that was prayed out and believed out. And that's part of our covenant. That's part of the promises that are yes and amen from the Lord, as spoken out according to Psalm 103. So let's sing that out. Can we do that, worship team? Let's sing out the healing that is being released here. The Spirit of the living God is here. And I just really believe the anointing for healing is here amongst us. If we can sing that out, we'll be led from the front here.